if you don't do it, he'll come back there to where he's unloaded, but he might not find him, so there's nothing there to call him to stay there.
That second coon was reading out to climb a tree and knocked him out. Well, he ran right into one of the dogs when he hit the ground.
Well, you can't keep a dog from catching him when he does that.
No, when he hit the ground, instead of running from the dogs, he ran right into him. And they broke him down in the back where he couldn't run very fast.
That was old Radler.
Then Sam and others got hold of him.
Well, I didn't let old Chalk Eye touch him at all, did you?
Had him chained up.
Huh?
I ain't Buck had him chained.
Oh, it's too miserable to see him get hold of him.
What do you do, run him and then turn him loose if you can?
What they've aimed to do is when the dogs tree them, now they would if the
That's
dogs were all well trained. Now he had that's the first time he'd been in the woods tonight, isn't it?
Who, my dog?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And these are all pretty well trained, but still there's two of them, they're young dogs. Well, an ordinary coon will whip them loose.
Hmm.
And they aim for him to whip him loose and then run off. While the coon wasn't groaning, well, you might have guessed he wouldn't do it. Looks to me like he'd got back to where, with them old dogs, where he couldn't hit right down and run right into him. You see, the coon, he gets out there, when he aims to leave that tree, he got to hit the ground the best he can.
He jumped right to Tom's wife. Probably kind of blinded, and then when he hit the ground, he didn't know which way to run, he just took off.
I guess when Radler turned him loose, he's pretty badly injured.
Yeah, he couldn't move too fast.
And Tom wasn't too fast about getting loose either, was he? Hmm.
But old Sam surprised me, getting in there twice.
Did it make him holler a time?
Yeah, first time he let everybody know it.
That'll make him hate him.
Then he come by, Buck said he come by him like lightning, he's looking for me. I'm still up the trees. And so Buck went over and got a hold of Coon then, by his tail, you know, petting Sam. Coon, come on, he got in there and got him again. Old Coon latched onto his head again, he shook him off.
This boy fresh out of the Navy.
Ooh.
And while he was stationed in South Carolina, his wife was with him, and she bought her one of these, what they call a beetle hound. It's just a puppy, you know,
uh-huh.
Just for company. So he's made a great big dog.
Hmm.
Weighs 40 what?
42.
A beagle?
Yeah.
A beagle.
Stands 19 inches tall.
Boy, that's a big beagle.
Yes,
see, there's three different sizes. I think it's 11, 15, and 17.
That's
almost a
basset,
isn't it?
Well, a basset probably weighs more than he does, but a basset's short.
No, no, you didn't.
Basset has short legs with a big body.
I had a friend who had a basset. That last one had a body that long. Mm-hmm. Legs about like that.
Yeah, legs those back.
And this one, they look like tree stumps.
Yeah.
We got our little dog. Thank goodness. The kids certainly are fond of him. But he's just a dog. I don't know if he'll hunt. I rather doubt that he will.
Well, have you trained him for any tricks or anything?
He's too young. He's only 8 weeks.
Oh.
He's
got one pretty well trained. He brings him here. The first time he brought him here, after he got back out of the Navy, he's sitting along over there somewhere, maybe right where he is now. He made him lay down. There, because he's run around there, pretty good size. But he just cleaned his pen.
Hmm.
He made him lay down there, and then we all went on talking. Shows you that the dog got a lot of sense. He commenced scooching it until he got away from him.
Mm-hmm.
We noticed it. We made mention of it.
But he didn't get up.
He scooched away till he got up far enough, and then he got up. Away he went. Slipped away. He can tell him to stand up or set up, and he'll just get on them hind feet and just set up. You've seen pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
Just puts on a good set.
How old should they be when you start training them?
Oh, the minimum would be 6 months, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
That's before, though. You know, if got to starve, but they've got to be 6 months old before they really can do anything. They don't have the balance or anything else.
I'm going to start getting this one housebroken.
I could house break it bigger.
Huh.
I got a little female in my beagle. She's going to be a smaller. She's just about 2 months old. She's just smaller. She'll be bigger.
Beagle pellets, huh? Do they run coons too?
Well, they're...
I don't know. They're
mainly,
really a rabbit dog.
Mainly a rabbit dog or a pheasant. But old Sam is bigger than I got. He's so big that I think...